Just north of Los Angeles in Burbank, California, a handful of people have held vigil every day for the last month. They're trying to save an endangered species, not an animal, but a car. The EV1, an electric car built by General Motors, was once touted as the wave of the future. Now, as NPR's Luke Burbank reports, the car is headed for the junkyard.
The GM training facility in Burbank is a low-slung brick building that looks a lot like a high school. But to devotees of the company's discontinued electric vehicles, known as EV1s, its parking lot holds a dark secret.
We call that EV1 death row.
Chelsea Sexton balances herself precariously on a cement ledge overlooking the parking lot. She used to work for GM promoting EV1s, but now she's banned from the property. In the back corner of the lot, surrounded by chains and a guard, are 50 electric cars.
What I see are two very large Pilot transport trucks parked back near the cars. We watch them fully load, so they have up to 16 cars of ours on them, and I did see a third truck arrive. So they're taking potentially 24 cars today so far.
The cars are being loaded up and taken to Mesa, Arizona, where they'll be turned into scrap. Including these cars and a few that have been donated to museums, there are only about 100 EV1s left in existence. Back in 1996, GM made 1,000 of the vehicles as part of a pilot program. They were never for sale. People leased them, but those leases are up, and the cars are now in GM's possession.
Oh, it absolutely breaks my heart. I mean, I helped put these cars on the road in the first place, and now they're taking them away from me and from all the other drivers that had them at one point and the thousands of people who tried to get them and never could.
Dave Barthmas, a GM spokesman, agrees that there were thousands of people interested.
However, after individually contacting each of these prospective customers, there were less than 50 customers who were actually willing to lease a vehicle. Less than 50 customers.
GM spent $1 billion developing the cars and even subsidized the lease cost. So why would it want to junk the EV1s now? Dave Barthmas says the problem is that no one makes replacement parts for the cars.
When you think about it, there are 2,000 unique parts to this vehicle. Some of them are computer control modules that control the braking on the vehicle. If that part fails, there are some serious safety concerns.
Barthmas says GM is now focusing on hydrogen as an alternative fuel, which doesn't have the limitations of electric power. Meanwhile, back in Burbank, things have gotten tense. As a truck loaded with EV1s tries to leave the facility, an electric-powered Toyota swings in front of it, blocking its path.
Can you roll down your window, please?
The Toyota's driver is a woman named Alexandra Paul, who you may know as Lieutenant Stephanie Holden, the plucky head lifeguard on the TV show Baywatch. Paul drove an EV1 until the lease was up. As she stares down the semi-truck, her supporters form a human chain around her car. They hold up huge pictures of crushed EV1s.
We can live oil-free with cars like that. Inside that closed van are the cars of the future, and they are condemned to the past.
Eventually, police pick the lock and arrest Paul and a passenger. Sitting in the paddy wagon on her way to jail, she says getting arrested was worth it.
You know, this isn't just about the EV1. This is about clean air and the future of the next future generations. In this 20th century, six car companies made electric cars. In the 21st century, no car company is making electric cars. None.
Paul's electric-powered Toyota is towed, and the parking lot's normal traffic finally resumes. The first car to drive in is another GM vehicle, a Hummer. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Los Angeles.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.